Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com.
Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for growing your faith. Good News Ministries will provide you with faith-building reflections, virtual retreats, prayer resources, and lots more. All of it is free. Visit GNM.org today.
Praised be Jesus Christ.
Now and forever. I'm Alexandra Sullivan.
And I'm Father Connolly.
Welcome to Raising Saints, helping kids hear God's voice.
We're a priest and a mom who are eager to do our best to answer kids' questions about God, the church, the faith, and more. Most importantly, to help them to grow in their relationship with God and ultimately hear His voice.
Hello, Father Connolly.
Hi, Mrs. Sullivan.
How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored.
Same here. We are recording episode 3.
Are you ready? Trinitarian of us.
Does come next, though. All right. Okay, so would you like to pray?
I would. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, thank you for this day. Thank you for all of the blessings which you have bestowed upon us. Thank you also for any trials we face, because we know that meeting the cross, we meet you, and the cross leads to the resurrection. We thank you for all of these things, and we ask you to continue to bless us through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Even though St. Thomas isn't here, St. Thomas Aquinas.
I forgot the relic.
Pray for us.
All Saints Church, though, here in Hopewell Junction, has a relic of Padre Pio.
Yes.
That Samantha just showed me.
And so, this is St. Thomas.
There you go.
So, bam.
Nice.
So, he's here in spirit, yeah. At least. So, we have collected a bunch of questions. Mm-hmm. You've gotten some from CCD students. We've had people just ask us in general, from in person. We've had emails. So, we boiled those questions down to kind of some relevant topics that they kind of all seemed about the same, right? Or we could do topics with them. So we're going to use one of those today and then kind of branch off into other questions.
We have a very special guest question asker, right?
Yeah.
You want to do the honors?
Drum roll, please. Introducing Samantha Sullivan.
Samantha.
And oh, Matthew is here along for the ride too.
Sometimes Father Matthew, sometimes Pete Alonzo.
Yes.
Hey, Pete, congratulations on your home run record. Way to go. Keep up the good work.
So Samantha is going to do a voiceover. She's a budding actress.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So she's going to be our...
upcoming production of Annie.
That's right.
Right.
And we thought it'd be fun, even though we have the question from a write-in, she's going to record it for us. Okay, focus here, buddy.
We're looking for Saint Sebastian. I'm sure he'll turn up. Pray to Saint Anthony.
Oh, Saint Sebastian is here.
Got him.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right, Samantha, would you please record the question
for today? Why did God create us?
Do you have any thoughts?
Ooh, the pressure's on.
He loved us and he wanted to have his own children.
Beautiful.
Very nice. Matthew, what do you think? Why did God create us, buddy? Any thoughts? No. Matthew's just rearranging the chapel here. All right.
An excellent sacristan.
One more thing. I know you guys are all listening, but Matthew's rearranging.
Hi.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate your help.
See you later.
See you later. Okay, so why did God create us? That's the question of the day.
That's beautiful what Samantha said, right? Well, because he loves us.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wanted to have his own children.
Right.
Isn't that true that we're all God's children?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Very nice.
So what do you think, Alexandra?
But did he have to? So he loved us. So he just, I don't know. Like, so if we didn't exist, how did he love us? I don't know. It's kind of hard to figure out, right? Yeah. So he just had so much love, he needed someone to give it to somebody? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's tricky when we start saying he needed, right?
Right.
Because what did God really need? God is God. He's infinite. He's mm-hmm. all-powerful. He's everywhere. He's all-knowing. He's eternal. So what does it mean for God to need? Because we do say that, right? God is himself an overflowing love, an overabundance of love. I suppose we could certainly say he needed to share that love, as long as we're saying that in the sense that it was something he was so compelled to do. He mm-hmm. needed to do it insofar as he just so desired to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he somehow lacked anything without
right.
Without that experience. So.
Okay, so he created us because he is love, and his love is so overflowing that he created humans so that he could share that love.
Yeah.
Okay. So why did he create you or me or Samantha? So why did he create so many of us? I don't know. I just things to think about, like, and why, I don't know. Yeah. You know, you get to thinking about that. But you and I were talking about how he wants to share the love, and that is about a relationship, isn't it?
It sure is. I'm sorry. I just have Black Eyed Peas, Where's the Love, playing in my head right now. Child of the early 2000s. Black Eyed Peas, Ella Funk. Anyway. God in his infinite love, in his infinite goodness, he created us to share that love, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I always like starting with the basics.
Thanks.
Thank you, Matthew, for rearranging our chapel studio here.
It's a podcast for children, so,
yeah.
You know, he's making himself at home.
Well, it is his home.
So. That's true.
Yeah.
All right. So I think we're a little bit off track here.
I like going back to basics.
Okay.
You know, I think that's a good place for us to always start our discussions. And we can look to, for instance, the Baltimore Catechism.
Okay.
Right? This excellent tool that we've used for so many years, teaching our children and in effect teaching ourselves too as we go through it. And why did God make us? To know, love, and serve him.
Okay. To know, love, and serve him.
Right. And there's a whole other discussion too, you know, what's the correct approach, right? Do we want to just, I think some, for a time we started to move away a little bit from the sort of Baltimore Catechism approach because it was seen as too rote, you know, too repetitive, just all we're doing is memorizing something, and what we need to do is have a discussion.
Okay.
And now that's true, and I'm glad we're having the discussion.
We are discussing.
But I think now we're sort of coming to a happy medium where we say, absolutely, we need that discussion. But it's great to be able to start it from somewhere concrete. And when we've memorized certain things, you know, I think there's great merit to especially our children memorizing. You know, if I could go into the classroom
mm-hmm.
every time and say, why did God make us? And that they'll all be able to say to me, to know, love, and serve him.
Right.
Now we can dive into that.
What does that mean? And yeah, right. Questions from there. Right.
Yeah. So to know him. Right. What does it mean to know God?
Right.
To love him. How do we love God, who is love itself? To serve him. Why do we serve him? Did God make us just so he would have a bunch of little minions
Right.
Doing his bidding.
Right, which is what you could interpret if you didn't know deeper what that meant. Right.
So what do you think? Maybe just sort of go through the three of those things.
Yeah.
Right. What do you think it is to know God?
Right. Actually, that's another question we've had. How do I know God is there? Or how do I know God is listening? Which I think flows from this. How do I know God just in general? And that's about a personal experience, right? It's not knowing conceptually in our minds, although that's the starting point, right? We study, we understand why we believe in a God, and then we go from there. And how do we know him? And I would say, like, the first step is through sacraments and through prayer, right? Yeah. So how do we get to know anybody is through communication.
Right, by being introduced.
Right. Yeah. So when you first meet someone, you don't know much about them, right? You just know what maybe others have said or just briefly from observation. And it's not until you develop an ongoing communication with the person that you actually understand more of who they are.
Right.
So that's what, with God, it would be the same thing. It just echoes our relationship with God. So in order to know God.
There's that word again.
What's that?
Relationship. That is so crucial to all that we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, none of it means a darn thing if we don't have that. Now, that's another topic entirely, right? Well, it's not a different, unrelated topic.
But yeah.
It's one that we could talk about, on its own. But
hi again.
Hi again. Matthew is someone who knows what it is to have a relationship with God, right? His joy. That joy, that is someone who knows God. Yeah. I'm sorry, Pete Alonso. Yes.
Thank you. Pete Alonso. So then how, I guess we can go off on that a little bit. How do I develop that relationship with God?
Well, I think like what you were saying, you know, to know him, we have to be introduced to him.
Mm-hmm.
We have to spend some time with him, talk with him, allow him to talk to us.
Right.
You know, when we met, you sent me a text after we had just met a few times and talked about the idea of doing a podcast. And I don't know if you remember, you texted me and said, would you come over
For dinner,
the family, we could get to know each other.
Yeah,
and I was so grateful for that. And it's so true. We need that.
Right.
We need to spend time together to talk, to relate, to communicate,
to be in each other's presence.
Yeah.
Too, because I mean, you can get to know someone virtually, like we do all the time on social media, but you don't actually really know the person until you're together, and you get to see their mannerisms and it's just a whole another interaction. So that's, I think, where sacraments come in, because that's where we experience God present to us.
And boy, is that important.
Right.
Right. My goodness. The sacraments. I actually just the other day, and I'll say a little more about this at the end with how I heard God.
Oh, good.
But our lovely teenagers in our youth group, they did a presentation and it was awesome. It was about the different experiences that they have. One's in a Catholic high school, one's in a public high school. How do you maintain your faith? How do you exercise, if that's the right word, practice the faith in high school? And they had a whole slide about the sacraments, you know, and how beautiful that is, that they have that understanding that this isn't just, you know, First Communion. It's not just an opportunity to wear a nice little suit or a little white dress and take a bunch of pictures and then see you at confirmation.
Yeah.
Right? And likewise, confirmation, it's not, well, the bishop's going to slather some oil on my forehead and then I graduate and I'm done until I come back to get ready to get married.
Right.
You know, there's actual grace being given. Right, God's free help for us to live these incredibly difficult lives. God helping us, reaching out to us, getting to know us, allowing us to get to know him.
Right.
you know, reconciliation, what we learn of God and his love and mercy, what we learn of ourselves and our intense need for him and our humility, our sinfulness, right? That sacrament, all of the sacraments being that those privileged moments of encounter with him, of getting to know him.
Right. So we get to know him sacraments and through prayer.
Right.
So prayer, though, is also a way that we love him, right? So to know, to love, and to serve. So I could say, I mean, participating in the sacraments and prayer do all three, no?
Yeah.
Right? Hold on. Matthew. Okay, Matthew. Thank you.
That was so gentle of you.
Oh, wow. Because it was on record. So we could say that prayer and sacraments help us know, help us love, and to serve.
Yeah.
So.
How so?
Well, we just talked about knowing. Mm-hmm. And when you get to know a person, you develop that relationship, you grow in love, and you want to continue that. So if you loved somebody, you wouldn't just cut off communication with them. You would want to go deeper into that. You might have deeper prayer, or you might visit more often. So that's kind of what I was thinking there. And then to serve, so by participating in the liturgy, we are giving back to God. Is what I kind of think of as service, right? We're not service as like a waitress and someone in a restaurant, but giving back your love to God, just like we would serve our family.
That's so funny you say that. That's exactly what I said this morning at Mass, at the 7 o'clock Mass.
Yeah.
And the gospel today is this encounter between Jesus and Martha and Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And Martha's all
They're two of my favorites, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Martha's all busy getting everything ready, putting out the charcuterie.
And, mm-hmm.
and Mary's just sitting there in the Lord's presence. And, you know, just really quickly, basically the point of what I was saying was that we tend to polarize them and say, you know, maybe we should be more of a Mary than a Martha. Or maybe I need to... No, I think we need to be both.
Yeah.
Right? Know his presence, savor his presence like Mary does, but also to serve him, right? Serve him in himself, you know, in the liturgy.
Mm-hmm.
We give glory to God. That's why we go to Mass.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most commonly said phrases around the parish that I hear all the time is, well, I don't know what I really get out of Mass.
Mm.
You know, we need to eradicate that whole concept, right?
Yes.
It's not about what I get out of Mass. It's what I give to God, right? I go to give him thanks, to give him glory. And it's when I have the least regard for what I'm going to get that I get the most.
Right.
So incorporating the Martha and the Mary into my life but glorifying him, especially at Mass.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way we can serve him.
Sure.
Certainly in others too, right? In the communities, volunteering in homeless shelters, soup kitchens, food pantries, you know, nursing homes, whatever it is that our parish provides or whatever we can do for others.
So that's serving him in our neighbor. You
know, whatever you've done for the least of these, you've done for me.
Right. But I think when we're talking about our relationship with God too, the service part of it is more so, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but being open to doing what he asks us. Hmm. I mean, right? So I could go along and I could worship him and pray and get to know him. But if I'm not willing to give of myself and do what the purpose he's given for my life, in a way, I'm not doing the serving part.
Right.
So I don't know, it just came to me. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but
so.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that in any relationship, right. You're just going through the motions in many ways. So, I think that's a good summary of why did God create us?
Yeah.
we've had questions about how do I get to know him better or how do I know he's listening? And I think those will be excellent questions to branch off of this. Yeah. So maybe in another episode.
Yeah.
All right. We are winding down. So maybe it's time to do our How I Heard God hashtag. Yeah. Hashtag How I Heard God. What is she saying?
I have no idea.
Samantha's wording something silently.
This is a message from our producer.
Oh, there's a low battery on the video.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do what we can. If it cuts off, then I'll replace it. All right. So hashtag How I Heard God. Do you want to go first this week?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mentioned before the youth group at St. Columba, our God Squad, as they call them. And two of the girls put this presentation together on how to keep the faith in high school. And first of all, I'm just so impressed by the whole thing. They really got it. You know, like I said, their mention of the sacraments, their focus on building a community of faith, supporting each other, loving each other, praying, going to mass, going to confession, from the mouths of these teenagers, right? That's not, someone telling them what to say. You know, this is just their experience. And it was awesome. It was so great. And then perhaps the best part of the whole thing was the last slide where they think I look like Rick Astley. So the last slide was a picture of me and a picture of Rick Astley and then
side
the YouTube
side.
Video. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
You've shared that with me in meme form before. Is that why?
It might have been. I share a lot of things in meme form. Anyway, that's how I heard God, through those
awesome,
beautiful girls in our youth group. I'm so grateful for them.
That's a great story.
Even though they think I look like Rick Astley, which Listen. I totally don't.
Okay.
But
I'm surprised they even know who that is, though. All right.
How did you hear God?
How did I hear God? It's a little funny story. Features Samantha here, too. Right. I went to mass last daily mass, one of these days last week, and there was this adorable older couple in front of me. Aww. And the husband looked like he was confused a little bit, you know, just not sure. So she was leading him, holding him by the hand, helping him out of the pew, you know, just really serving her husband. And I made a quick little prayer from their example that, like, I hope that when John and I are older, that I can serve him as patiently as she was. And I came home and I told him, and he said to me, "You had to pray for that?" Which is a typical response from John. And I said, "Well, I know my strengths and my weaknesses. I'm just not a patient person naturally." You know, so he's like, "Great." He's like, "What is my future looking like?" And so we were just joking about the whole thing, even though it was a sincere prayer. So later on, the whole family went out, and we were going to a restaurant, we parked next to a car where an older man was in the front seat looking confused, and his people were in the restaurant picking up food. Do you want to share what you said, Samantha? All right, so Samantha, so the older man was sitting in the front seat looking confused, and you said,
"He came out, and I said, 'Daddy, that's going to be you if Jesus doesn't come to help mommy.'"
Very good. Very funny, Samantha.
So it was very funny, made me laugh a lot. So I heard God in my prayer, and then I experienced God in the humor that came out of the situation. So if Jesus doesn't come help me, it's not looking good for John.
Let's all pray for John.
All right. So that's episode 3.
God loves you.
God loves you.
You out of love, for love, and in love.
In love. If you're listening still and you would like to find out more about us or just kind of follow us, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram. Father Connolly writes a blog, although you've been a little quiet on there lately.
Yeah, I got to make a comeback.
Do you want to share?
Musings of a Millennial Priest.
That's right.
Is my blog.
And you can find that in
millennialpriestblog.com.
Com, right?
Just try com, and if that doesn't work,
try something else.
Dot net, my yes, thank you.
You're so prepared for this show. But you do share a lot of your homilies on there, which are great.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And then I have a blog as well, really aimed for more so for women my age, and that is transformourhearts.com. So if you want to learn more about us, you can find us there. And we hope that you will continue to share questions with us. And you actually had someone share a How I Heard God. So yeah. We would love to hear more of those too.
Yeah.
Until next time.
God bless you.
Bye.
I'm Father Dwight Longenecker. I hope you've enjoyed listening to some of my podcasts here at Breadbox Media. But today I'm speaking to you about a different opportunity. In September 2020, I'll be leading a fantastic pilgrimage cruise from Rome to the Holy Land, and then on the way back, stopping at the cities of St. Paul, Ephesus, Athens, Corinth, and more. While we're at sea, I'll be lecturing on the Gospels, history or mystery. When we're on land, I'll invite you to join me as we visit all of the holy sites, celebrating Mass, worshiping together, and having a wonderful time of fellowship. If you'd like to know more about this pilgrimage cruise, go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com. Go to the right sidebar, and you'll see a picture there, which invites you to get more information. Go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com, right sidebar, click on the picture of the cruise ship, and you'll get all the information you need. Alternatively, you can call the company that's organizing the tour at 800-247-0017. 800-247-0017. Ask for Father Longenecker's Cruise to the Holy Land. Thanks for listening.
Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.